It is 12:49. It's Tuesday, and it's Tim and Liz with you through till one. And our last guest of the morning, or the afternoon as it is now, is involved with Figs in Wigs, which are at the Cambridge Junction at the moment, starring in The Wind in the Willows. And we should have Sue on the line. Hello, Sue.
Hi. Hello.
How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I'm good. You got a busy day today. Well, every day is a busy day, it seems like.
Yeah, it's been very busy. We've had two shows a day for the last sort of week or so. We're in the middle of one now. We had a school show this morning. It was amazing.
And how's it going down with everybody so far?
Really well. Yeah, everyone seems to be really enjoying it. It's it seems to be like a hit definitely with the kids. And then like that, we've had some shows as well where there's been like loads of parents in as well, and they've been enjoying it too. It seems like a proper family show.
Yeah, Liz, my co-host, came and saw it last week.
Yeah, I was very lucky. I came for press night where they get free sausage rolls, and it was amazing, actually. I didn't know what to expect, and as an alternative to a panto, it was fabulous. I mean, there's an all-female cast. You girls, obviously, are just very French and Saunders, I thought. It was very funny, dancing.
Yeah, we love French and Saunders, and we also love things like Smack the Pony as well. Yeah. Like, they're definitely big, like, comedy, like, reference points for us. French and Saunders, definitely.
But your singing is so much better. I mean, singing was very good. And I love the humour in it is brilliant. And I think it really appeals to adults, especially people like me. But my son really enjoyed, he loved the farting. I'm not going to give too much away. And the iPhone bit was very clever.
Yeah, oh, thank you. Yeah, we've taken the characters from Kenneth Graham's Wind in the Willows, and then we sort of reimagined them and sent them on a new adventure. So in the show, Toad, rather than being obsessed with cars like he's in the book, he is a woman. He's a she. Well, he's a female Toad, and is obsessed with rockets and space travel. So the characters all kind of like follow Toad on her journey into space, basically.
And the sets and props are brilliant, actually. It's a really, really good production. So you guys work together all the time. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm actually with a couple of the other figs now. Rachel are here too.
Hello, girls.
Hello.
Tell us who you all play. So give me your characters so I can picture you.
So I'm Sue, and I play Badger.
Oh, brilliant.
I'm Rachel P, and I play Ratty.
Great.
I'm Rachel G, and I play Weasel.
Very good. I mean, all the characters are excellent, I have to say. But I mean, I was chatting to my son about it afterwards, going, who was your favourite? What was your favourite bit? It's really refreshing over Christmas to go and see something like that, I think. Because you get, you know, it's a little bit Christmassy, but it's definitely, it's very good fun. I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah, I know. Well, when we were like kind of deciding what show to do, we really wanted to find a show that wasn't necessarily like a kind of princess story or like a kind of like a love story necessarily. This we like Wind in the Willows because it's all about friendship and working together and like a group of friends as they kind of like go on an adventure together, and we really like that.
Yeah.
And then we've given it a Christmas twist as well.
We wanted to give it like a touch of Christmas, but not be so Christmassy that we're doing it the first week of January. We're sending ourselves mad.
I think you want the perfect mix. I mean, so is it something that you've performed before Wind in the Willows? I mean, are they all original when you go on tour and you do something different every time?
Yeah, we devise and write all of our own work, and this is we've done a couple of adaptations before, but they've always been sort of not traditional adaptations, basically.
Yeah.
But we spent a month making this show, writing it before we premiered it here in Cambridge, and it's commissioned by Cambridge Junction as well, so this is the first time that anyone's ever seen it, so we have written and devised and directed all of it and choreographed. Yeah.
Clever girls you are.
We've had some other brilliant creative help as well, actually. The music's done by someone called Tom Parkinson, who writes brilliant pop music. And then Tim Spooner has done the design as well.
Joe Palmer has done all the lights. So we've got an amazing team.
Good team. Yeah, it really works well together. So you're going to be here. Now, I've recommended it to friends already who have actually been to see it and loved it as well. So I think you're going to have, you know, sell out. I think it's going to go really, it's going down well in Cambridge already. But I do think that you're going to get a lot of people coming to see it. Do you get any time off over Christmas or not?
Yeah, we get Christmas off, which is Boxing Day. And then we also have New Year's Day off. So that's it.
Okay, good luck with that. Have you played Cambridge before? Are you have you been here? Have you, you know, performed here before?
We've spent a lot of time in Cambridge, and the Cambridge Junction has supported us. We've been making work together for 10 years, theatre work, and Cambridge Junction has been with us and supported us throughout those whole 10 years, right from when we first started making work together. So we've spent a lot of time in Cambridge. All of the shows that we've ever made have been kind of developed in Cambridge and performed at the Junction. So we've spent a lot of time in Cambridge actually. Yeah.
I'm from Norwich, so I'm not from far away. My brothers live here as well, so I probably know Cambridge the best. But we often end up, when we're here, just being at our house and then at the theatre.
Yeah.
So we want to try and explore a bit of the centre, maybe, on our day off. Yeah. We've got one day off on Wednesday.
Oh, yay! Yeah, no, you should. You should try and see some of it and go out a bit. But it's quite full on, isn't it? Because it's like a two-hour performance, really. I know there's an interval. But it's quite intense when it's just the five of you.
Yeah, it is. It's great though, but it is funny doing something so many times, because there's some kind of points when you're like, oh God, what, are we at the interval or have we not started yet? when you kind of like get into the routine of it and the pattern, it's.
I love the Junction because it is quite intimate. I mean, you're really close to you, and also I love it when things go wrong, which inevitably they always do a little bit, and you kind of work, you go with it, and you're just. Yeah.
Were you there on press night?
Yeah.
There was a really great mistake that I won't give away, but right at the end, I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah. Yep, I know the one you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, we love all that. We love it when stuff goes wrong. Like in other shows that we have, we kind of purposely put in things like that go wrong. That one was not successful, but.
No, it is brilliant, and I would really encourage anyone with children, and I think it appeals to children of all ages actually. That's the other thing I was going to say. It's definitely, I mean, you know, my son was six, but older ones have been to see it, though. I know some friends, and yeah, it's good. It's a good, it's got a bit, something for everyone. Something for everyone.
Yeah, we'd like to think so.
Yeah. Well, it was a pleasure. I absolutely loved it, and like I say, I can't stop sort of recommending it. So thank you very much. I'm glad I got to see you, and I'll look out for you. We're performing other things in the future.
Yeah, we're doing we've got a couple of things coming up. We are kind of, usually when we make shows, we make them for an older audience, although children often do like them as well, because our sense of humour is quite similar to children's sense of humour. But we're doing our next show, which is a reinterpretation of Little Women. We can't stop doing adaptations at the moment. but that'll be at Cambridge Junction sometime next year.
And that is very non-traditional.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you like the kind of more...
Avant-garde
style of bits of what we do, then you'll like, come and try Little Women.
Yeah. Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Story by watching the film as well.
Yes, you've definitely hit the what's popular at the moment. Well, girls, enjoy your Christmas, and just enjoy the show as well. Thank you so much for talking to us today, and it was brilliant. Well done.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.